Basically, this shows the state of the economy, because the Zimbabwean economy is not doing well. Many companies are closing. Many companies are not performing well. Many companies are under judicial management, or they are under debt, which means they are not advertising, because basically the newspaper business, many people get money, or most organizations get money out of business. And if you find that individuals who used to buy newspapers, at this peak, a newspaper could circulate 60,000 copies a day, but these days newspapers hardly circulate more than 10,000 a day. So that means people here don't have the buying power to buy a newspaper. Newspaper is now a luxury.
So what do you think the journalists who are being retrenched because of the closure of newspapers are going to do?
I'm sure they will just join the long list of Zimbabweans who are unemployed, unless they either leave the country and go to the diaspora, or they advance themselves and try and go back to the universities to try and teach. Because the irony of it is that while newspapers are actually closing, more universities are offering journalism degrees, because there are now about five or so institutions that teach journalism. But obviously not everyone will be able to teach. The most will remain unemployed. They will just increase the percentage of people who are unemployed in Zimbabwe.